This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squib Billy. And he is the most eligible bachelor in Atlanta sports radio, Mr. Abraham Gordon. And over there behind the glass, we've got G Money, Mr. Garrett Chapman, hitting on the ones and twos. Good morning. Allie and Mike are off today. And so it's just it's a Bo and Abe edition of The Morning Shift. And we've got a lot to get into. But first, Happy New Year.
Is the rumor true that Mike didn't call out until after the Alabama loss?
No, that's.
This is pre-scheduled?
That is pretty dirty. This was pre-scheduled, as you probably know already. You're just being hateful.
You know what's funny? I actually need to talk to Mike.
Yeah, because you're an Indiana alum.
Yeah, and I got a lot of people that hit me up yesterday that are like, hey, man, what's the hookup on tickets? Who you got? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe Mike knows some Bama fans that thought they were going to steamroll, and I can snag those tickets.
Well, those are probably on
Yeah,
StubHub or whatever your friendly ticket place, maybe Facebook Marketplace or whatever, by halftime of yesterday's game, I would imagine. So they might already be snagged. But did you remind those people that you work for 92.9 The Game, which is not an affiliation or some type of way in any shape or form Ticketmaster?
I think there is a large percentage. Of course, none of our listeners here, these are all intelligent people. I think there's a large percentage of people who just assume radio stations still have copious amounts of tickets to every event happening in the city. And they're like, hey, man, you got any tickets you can just shell out? I'm like, sure don't, man. So,
yeah, I don't understand. I have to say that that has gotten less in my time. The most I get asked for are Falcons tickets. And then I remind them that I don't work for the ticket department of the Atlanta Falcons. I don't even work for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, I work for the flagship station. I work for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, but that's a common misnomer all by its own right. But yeah, I mean, I can talk to people, but it doesn't mean it happens.
I know. And also, it's not professional from your perspective. You're not going to get them for free.
And also, if I'm going to use a favor, with all due respect, not trying to be hateful, but it's not, I mean,
not people high up on the pecking list.
I mean, no, you know, I'm going to use a favor for some people. Not, you know, you just got to maybe not, you know, random person.
Bo, maybe this isn't a great time, but can you get me tickets Sunday?
Yeah, I can. Here's what you do.
Appreciate it.
Here's what you do. You go to Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Maybe StubHub.
And are you already logged in? Is your info?
I mean, just go ahead and line up in there, and you can.
Have an account. You mind if I use yours?
No, I don't, because I don't have a card associated with it.
Is that a no? You don't mind, or
no? I don't mind if you use my account, because none of my cards are associated with it. So go ahead. I mean, you can buy them under my name if you want. I don't. It doesn't get you anything. Mm. Anyways, you have a good New Year's. What'd you do New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Just watch the football game. I kind of. Made, you know, that football game on, what was that, Wednesday evening got me close enough to midnight. Because I'm not a have to get to midnight anymore. Like, I don't know. If there wasn't a football game, I'd have gone to bed at like 9:35.
Yeah.
Just, I don't need to get to midnight anymore. I'm not.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The day changes.
Well, the year
that's
changes.
That's it. The year changes kind of.
You know. That fits your curmudgeon
I just, look, I've never been a firework guy. I think people waiting for 19 hours wearing adult diapers in New York City is a childish behavior. I don't need to go to anywhere with a crowd like that anyways.
I don't disagree with you there, but I mean, I like to go. I mean, if I did not have a kid, I'd have been out at we went to a dinner party, and then it turned into a New Year's party, and we left early, obviously, because we have an 8-month-old. But had I not had that, I would have stayed up.
2 years ago, Abe would have been in a bar drinking until well past midnight.
Well, you know, everybody's
I'm back from vacation. Cruise is great.
So now you're not drinking again.
We're dialing in for marathon season.
All right.
Well, I got 2 months.
We'll get to more of your marathon dialing in and what marathon you're running later in the show, because I am interested in what marathon you're going to run. Maybe you'll tell us and mic'd up or whatever later. We would like to know.
Actually. All right.
And we'd like to know how your cruise was.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get to it. The Sugar Bowl last night. The college football playoff has been going on. Miami upset to Ohio State. I think Oregon, which to me was an upset over Texas Tech. Indiana steamrolled Alabama. And then the nightcap, which people here cared about, was Georgia and Ole Miss in a game that many felt Georgia would handle because the brain trust of Ole Miss is gone. And I do believe last night that the question of how much was Lane Kiffin and how much was Charlie Weiss, was it answered? No, but I do believe that we got a better understanding of maybe how good of a play caller Charlie Weiss can be, because Ole Miss upsets Georgia, down 21-12 at halftime, comes back and wins that game, and at one point was up, I believe it was 34-24, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, after a failed fourth down attempt deep in their own territory, two plays later, Ole Miss takes a two-possession lead. Georgia fought back, eventually did grab a lead of their own throughout the fourth quarter, and then as time went, Ole Miss found a game-winning kick there. You know, it's funny, and I know we'll talk about these other three games as we go. We got plenty of time, 3 hours still here with you till 9, but this was the one game where I was like, and my dad asked me, are you surprised that Miami was able to beat Ohio State? And I told him, honestly, the only game that would surprise me result-wise, because Alabama, Indiana, I could see either way. Texas Tech, Oregon, either way. And even the game on Wednesday night, the Cotton Bowl, I could have seen either way. I said the only one that would really surprise me would be Ole Miss getting Georgia. I just, the way the first game played out, the way that Georgia had trended up until yesterday, and even at times yesterday, and just whatever's going on with Ole Miss and Golding and Nolan Kim, it was the only one that would have surprised me. And here we are talking about it, and I am surprised.
I knew Miami had a chance because of how good they are up front. I said that on the day that the Friday before their A&M game, I said if Miami's going to win in the playoffs, it's going to be because of their trench play, which is phenomenal, especially their defensive line.
Yeah. And I never trusted saying. At any point this year, I said if Ohio State doesn't get to the championship game, it's going to be because of a freshman quarterback, because there's too much talent elsewhere.
It's
not all on him.
Julian Zayn didn't have a good game because of the they couldn't.
Right.
They couldn't. They ran for 154 yards a game in the regular season, Ohio State, and they ran for 45 and on 24. They under 2 yards a carry against Miami. That can't, when you can't run the football, it's the same thing that. What are you laughing about over there?
I was going to, because I know we joked about this pre-show. I was going to be like, it's a great argument, Bo, but clearly he threw a pick six. That was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pick six at Jeremiah Smith was pathetic.
You and I both agree that pick six is not on sale.
It's a quick screen.
I mean, use that.
Jeremiah Smith just got to.
You got to make the block.
That's literally his job on that screen is to block that guy. He steps out of the way and puts his arm out. We can get that later, but. I was surprised of the resolve of Ole Miss last night. And don't get me wrong, they're in a playoff. I get they got it. But that's a moment that you kind of expect Georgia up 21-12 coming out of the half to kind of step on their throat a little bit and finish it, or at least pull away. But their defense played really well in the second half. And I thought if you put the eight quarters that Trinidad Chambliss has played against Georgia, he's got maybe four where he was really good. Really good. Because he was okay in the third quarter of this one, but he was really good in the fourth. And he was very good in the first two quarters and some of the third quarter in the game against
Athens.
The
first matchup, yeah.
But, you know, I want to take your point, but I thought you had a good point about what you felt his play was, but he played really well in this game. And he was lights out. I thought Gunnar Stockton played well for the most part. As usual, people are going to blame Mike Bobo in the offense. I think it's you know, misplaced blame. You're going to blame Bobo for losing the game. Your defense gave up 37 points, including 25 in the second half.
39.
Your defense gave up
37
points, including 25 in the second half. That 2-point, that's just, don't even go. Don't play semantics with me. Not at 6 or 12.
Hey, man. It's funny because I had as soon as they made their kick to go up 37-34, I started typing up some rundown stuff for the midday guys, and then they had that stupid 2-pointer. I had to go back and change it all. It was very frustrating. It was the right call, though, and as we saw, we have to abide by rules when there are there. Anyways, look,
yes,
I thought
thank you, yes. Rules referee Matt Austin.
I thought Georgia had, and I agree with you, an opportunity to really take control of this game at the start of that second half. You were up, you had the ball, and that to me was where Ole Miss opened some eyes. Because I think if Georgia on that opening drive of the second half is able to score a touchdown, I think we're having a different discussion. It was a big stop there, and they responded the rest of the way Ole Miss did. I just thought Georgia would be able to handle it. And, you know, we can question Kirby going for it on fourth down, deep in his own territory, in middle way through that fourth quarter. He said that was on him, just in terms of maybe getting a little too aggressive.
Well, yeah, it's on him. He made that call.
Right.
Guys, Kirby Smart controls Georgia. You know, I think Mike Bobo has done a phenomenal job play calling this year. Blaming him for this loss is a little bit ridiculous. But Kirby, make no mistake, Kirby is going to tell him what he wants. If he wants to go up tempo, if he wants to do this, Kirby's going to help make those decisions. It's Kirby's team.
Couple of things, and it worked its way throughout the game. Peyton Woodring, I don't know if he mishit the ball on a 55-yarder. Certainly normally has the leg. I think he just got under it, and it just kind of came up short. That one obviously came back to hurt you a little bit. What are you laughing at?
I heard somebody break it down on Twitter. I saw someone break that down, that kick down on Twitter. Or maybe, no, it was McElroy.
Yeah.
McElroy did it.
Well, he was talking about the spin. I disagree with that.
He said he thought he got under it, and that's why the ball had, that's why
it was
spun.
It was Arkmore.
That's why it spun the way he did. But then he was like, I don't know, I just made all that up.
Yeah,
but
it just
made me laugh.
He said, you're right. I was listening to that too, and I was like, no, the spin looks normal. It was arced more. Like there's plenty of distance on that kick, but it was wasted in height as opposed to length, and, you know, so whatever. This to me was about Trinidad Chambliss. I'm going to be honest. And there's definitely some angles where what we've seen from the Georgia defense the past five games from them, we didn't really get a lot of that yesterday. The parts that we did, though, Trinidad Chambliss escaped, extended plays, made plays down the field. And I thought less about Georgia having a huge letdown on defense and more of Trinidad Chambliss was simply making plays, and that includes when guys were dropping most of his passes in the second half.
Both can be true. They found a way to disarm him in that fourth quarter. And for whatever reason, he unlocked that, and Georgia didn't have an answer. And that's on the defense. Georgia's got defensive studs all over the place, and they have guys that they've played really good defensively. I do like the fact that it's you're giving credit to the other team, because too often we don't. And Trinidad Chambliss, when you go out in a Sugar Bowl against a team like Georgia and go 30 of 46 for 362, including, you know, doing a little bit with your legs, you deserve every bit of it. All right, we're going to talk. We'll touch a little bit more on that coming back, but also coming up next. One Saints star is going to miss Sunday, while a Falcons star has a chance for a record. We'll talk about it next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.